You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers, and take advantage of white-glove managed services, like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit Expedient.com/wired. An Italian doctor sends good news, poorer countries spike with infections, and scientists analyze the enzyme at the center of COVID-19. Here's what you should know. The head of a Milan hospital told reporters that recent swab tests have shown a less viral load than previous findings, suggesting that the coronavirus in Italy may be less potent now than it was before. Italy is attempting to return to normal life after losing over 33,000 lives since the outbreak came to light on February 21st. As wealthier nations begin to reopen, hotspots are popping up in cities across Africa, Asia, and Latin America, where hospitals were already underprepared, and many can't afford to miss a day of work. What's more, the World Health Organization's advice on COVID-19 is largely inapplicable in slums, where maintaining social distance is impossible in overcrowded housing and there is often no running water for washing hands. The earliest clinical data out of China showed that some people consistently fared worse than others, notably men, the elderly, and smokers. So, scientists looked to find what they had in common and found the answer was centered around a single protein, ACE2. This particular protein sits on the surface of many types of cells in the human body, including in the heart, gut, lungs, and inside the nose. Finally, here's today's one question. Is COVID-19 affecting everyone the same way? As unemployment rates and death tolls still climb, it's evident that this pandemic is affecting everyone. But the way it's hitting some of America's most vulnerable populations, children without an internet connection at home, people without a home to shelter in, members of the Navajo Nation, incarcerated individuals, illuminates many of the chasms that divide society. It's been particularly distressing to see the disease's disproportionate impact on communities of color. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.